Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Today, I want to give you 3 more what I would call strategies that you as a CEO or a president of a company or a VP of sales can begin to get your team working on so that you can expand profitability. The title of this series is called Big Profit Amplifiers. And as I said last week in part one, every week for the next 3 or 4, I'm going to give you 3, maybe 4 strategies that I think you can implement with relatively low cost and pretty easily. So listen up. My name is Bill Caskey. I'm host of the Advanced Selling Podcast and also the Bill Caskey Podcast. And I speak with leaders all the time. Basically, when someone calls me to bring me into an organization, it's usually a VP of sales or a president of a company. And I'm always interested in, what do you want? And a lot of times what they want is a result. You want more revenue. You want maybe higher close rates. You want more prospects in the pipeline, in the funnel. You want your people to behave accordingly in the marketplace. But a lot of times what happens is we're not looking in the right places for these things that I call profit amplifiers. And I know everybody watching this, if you have any kind of bottom line orientation, you want more profitability. So last week we did the first 3. Today I'd like to share with you 3 more strategies that I think can amplify your profit. I'll give you the strategy and then I'll tell you why I think that is. Amplifier number 1 today is, I want your people to start thinking audience, not prospects. And the reason I say audience is because think about all the platforms that you typically use, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, maybe you do webinars for prospecting. You have a website, obviously. You want to attract a certain kind of audience to that website. And I think one of the challenges of thinking, who are my prospects, is we're missing a great deal of what I will call audience. So your audience might be potential customers. It might be referral partners. It might be strategic affiliates. It could be channel partners. You could have in your audience a lot of different people. And I think what we need to start doing is thinking audience. How will that improve my profitability? Well, you're just going to expand your base of the kinds of people you're speaking with. I've got a client who recently, one of the sales professionals there, started doing a LinkedIn series on why costs in their business across the board, not just with their company, are increasing. And they gave 4 or 5 really sound reasons. And they put that out on LinkedIn, one reason per video. And they've gotten all sorts of response. We've got one of my salespeople at that company already generated a client from it. But this is the kind of thing we have to think about. What does our audience want? What is our audience struggling with? What kinds of problems, dilemmas, circumstances does our audience have? And by doing that and looking at it that way, you get out of this, who are my prospects? Because you don't know who your prospects are until you shoot a video or do something online and part of your audience shows up. That's how you begin to improve your pipeline. Strategy number 5 to amplify profits, your people need to have astute problem-finding ability. The ability to understand the prospect's dilemma, what they're struggling with, what they've tried to do in the past to fix these problems. The ability to find problems comes before the ability to solve problems. And I find that most B2B salespeople love to solve problems. They love to pitch solutions. But your solution pitch is not going to land where it needs to if you haven't identified the real problem, not just a symptom, but the real issue. When you help the prospect identify the real issue, guess what? You're at a higher place in line for the business because you're probably the first and only one who has gone that deep. So this idea of understanding the problems, maybe it comes through questions, maybe it comes through a more formal assessment, But if your people, especially in the larger deals, if you're not doing a good job in rigorously assessing the circumstances and dilemmas your prospect has, where they want to go, what they want to delete in terms of problems, and what's their ideal outcome, if you can't do that, your solution's going to, again, land on deaf ears. How does this help you amplify profit? Well, if you have a spot-on solution to their problem, you're going to get a whole lot less price pressure, probably a whole lot less need to discount. And so really understanding the problems people are looking to solve is going to be a massive help in helping you escalate and amplify profits. Amplifier number 6 is your people have to believe in the economic value of your solution. Not just the value. I know your people all believe in the value of what you do and the solutions, be they enterprise solutions or tactical solutions. I know your people believe in the value, but they must believe in the economic value, because at some point, you're going to be asking your prospect to cut a check or write an order, or somehow there's going to be a transaction where funds are transferred. And the question is, do you and your people really believe in your heart that there is a sound economic equation, a sound economic value to investing in that solution? The idea here is to command a premium. I want you to command a premium. I don't want you to be low cost in the marketplace. I don't want you to be playing the price game, because it's just a race to the bottom. So by you believing in the economic value and then being able to articulate that to a prospect, where you're not only talking price, but you're talking the cost of doing nothing. When you examine that cost and you juxtapose the cost of doing nothing, or the cost of the problem versus the cost of the solution, you're going to find the cost of the problem is going to exceed that. You get to hold price. People will see you as a trusted supplier, because you've helped them work through the numbers. The question always the prospect is asking is, do the numbers work? And if you allow them to do this on their own, they won't. That's why your sales team must be masters at understanding the economic value. They've got to believe in it, and they've got to also know how to extract that from the customer. So as I said at the beginning, these strategies don't cost a lot. None of them here cost a lot. In fact, they cost almost nothing. But if you train and coach your people on these three areas, how to find the right audience and how to speak to that audience and create content that's relevant for that audience. Number 2, how to improve your problem finding ability. Get your people really good. Don't vault to the solution until your people really understand the problem that the customer has. And number 3 is, I want your people to believe in the economic value, not just the value, but the economic value of your solution. I'll be back next week for 3 more. Let me know in the comments below, whether you're watching this on YouTube or LinkedIn or just an email. Let me know what you think of this, and any kind of critique or advice, always welcome. But we'll be doing the next 3 next week, and then we'll continue on this for 5 consecutive weeks. See you next time. Bye.